You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Sorting Out Religions. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Surveying and polling people is now a multi-million dollar industry, and it is growing rapidly. Some of the more interesting data recently released comes from a company called Brand Futures. This secular company specializes in secular trends, trying to learn what people want both now and also as we enter the new millennium. In a recent news release carried by the Detroit Free Press and other newspapers nationwide, Brand Futures, in its very first sentence, states this: Religion is coming back into style, and religion will be an important factor to consider when marketing products in the 21st century. This Detroit Free Press article also noted what a dramatic change this is. 2 decades ago, this newspaper points out, when Jimmy Carter spoke about religion and being born again, his religious talk hurt him politically. This is no longer the case. With this new change of attitude, speaking about religion publicly is now socially acceptable. But that is not the only major change that has taken place recently in religion. A second new trend is that more and more of those who are seriously searching for spiritual fulfillment are looking for answers in places other than the Bible. Some are searching the Quran, the holy book of Islam. Others are experimenting with the Book of Mormon. Some are trying out various New Age religions. Others are turning to religions of Native American Indians. And still others are seeking spiritual fulfillment in religions of the Near East and also the Far East, especially Hinduism and Buddhism. Well, you might say, what's wrong with that? And my answer would be, if you are basically secular and non-Christian in your search for spiritual fulfillment, then there is probably nothing wrong with turning for help to all sorts of non-Christian sources. However, if you claim to follow the God of the Bible, then let me tell you what happened to King Saul when he sought help from a foreign spiritual source. And also remember this: there is a way, the Bible says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. In the Old Testament, in 1 Samuel, we read that Saul had asked for help from the Lord. However, the Lord did not answer him, either by dreams, or by Urim, or by prophets. And so the Bible further explains that Saul said to his servants, Find me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her. This means Saul felt that God had not answered him as quickly or as clearly as he preferred. Therefore, Saul turned to what might today be called a witch or a fortune teller. What Saul did angered God, and through his messenger God said to Saul, The Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hand, and since you did not obey the Lord, he has done this to you today. Saul sought spiritual help and religious answers from sources other than the Bible, and Saul paid the consequences, and he paid dearly. And so, my friend, for you the question now is this: what do you do if you are one of those millions today who secular researchers claim is searching for genuine religion and sincerely seeking spiritual fulfillment? Even though my time on this program is limited, let me give you some simple suggestions. First of all, decide for yourself whether you are going to search for God and for genuine spiritual fulfillment in the Bible, or whether you are going to search in one of the numerous other sources that have recently sprung up in our culture. And as you make this decision, my friend, remember how just a few moments ago we mentioned what happened when King Saul sought help from a source outside of the Bible? God immediately withdrew his support from Saul, and Saul suffered devastating consequences. There is no way around this. Jesus also said that no man can serve two masters. You are either, Jesus said, for me or against me. And so if you decide to find help in places other than the God of the Bible, you are on your own, and the consequences will be damning, and they will be eternal. Now, on the other hand, if you desire to listen carefully to what God is saying to you through His Holy Word, recorded in the Bible, then I would suggest the following. Know, first of all, that in the sight of God, each of us, including you, as you listen today, we are sinners, and we are spiritually dead. In the Bible, in Ephesians chapter 2, we read that we are dead in our trespasses and our sins. Consequently, we cannot save ourselves. But now, yes, now comes the good news in the Bible. In Ephesians chapter 2, we read, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He has loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, He has now made us alive together with Christ. For by grace," the Bible says, "for by grace you have been saved." This, my friend, is the good news from God. And now your gracious Heavenly Father wants to connect you to Himself. Yes, your Heavenly Father desires to do this through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This connection with God takes place when we read and listen to and believe His life-giving Word. Through God's Word of life, we receive God's gift of repentance. And through His life-giving Word, we receive God's gift of faith. This faith connection is how God grafts us to Himself. And through God's gracious gifts of repentance and faith, and as a result of His grafting us to Himself, God's power flows to us and it flows through us. Do you remember the two boys who shot their classmates in Colorado? Well, one of the girls who was killed testified of her faith in God. 2 days before she was martyred, this young lady wrote in her daily diary about experiencing the power of God in her life. Referring to the Bible, Ephesians chapter 1, this young lady said that this new power was the same power that God the Father used to raise His Son Jesus Christ from the dead. This young lady, who according to secular news sources had dabbled in witchcraft and other things which promised fulfillment, now confessed unashamedly that through Jesus Christ she had finally found the fulfillment for which she was searching. Let this young lady be an example for all of us today. Stay away from Far Eastern religions, from mantras, and from all forms of New Age religion. If you have experimented with any one of these demonic powers, seek the God of the Bible. Then be absolutely assured that through the merits earned by Jesus on the crucifixion cross, your Heavenly Father will forgive you completely and He will restore you totally. Listen now to your Lord as He speaks to you through the prophet Isaiah. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord, for even though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow, and even though your sins are red like crimson, they will be like wool. If you have dabbled in horoscopes or astrology or Ouija boards, remember what happened to King Saul when he consulted a medium. God withdrew His blessings from him immediately. And so then, with a heart of sincere repentance filled with God's gift of faith, listen to the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd of all of us. Jesus is calling you with His unconditional invitation and His promise of eternal protection. "My sheep hear My voice," Jesus said, "and I know them, and they follow Me. And I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of My hand." O Lord, we pray for all who are now being tempted to find spiritual help in places other than Your outstretched hands of grace and in Your cleansing and life-giving Word. By Your Spirit, O Lord, warn these searchers before it is too late. Empower them, O Lord, to return to You and to embrace the blood-cleansing and the life-giving wounds of Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' powerful and intercessory name we pray and believe. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.